bit.do/asvo, the greatest collective tragedy of the Ummah is not the present condition that we find ourselves in, steeped in ignorance and backwardness in all relevant dimensions. The tragedy is that this is exactly the same situation, the period of Jahiliyyah of pre-Islamic era, in which the teachings of Islam created a revolution. The complete transformation of the pre-Islamic society led the early Muslims from the depths of darkness to leadership of the world in a very short period of time. They launched a civilization which enlightened the world for 1,000 years. The burning question is, do the teachings of Islam have the same power today as they did 1,450 years ago? Can they change the dismal conditions of the Muslims today, like they did in the remote past? The greatest tragedy is that today, most Muslims do not think so. Today most Muslims think that the solution to our problems lies, not in the Quran and Sunnah, but in the acquisition of Western knowledge which the West has acquired over the past few centuries. A large number of Muslims feel that the cause for our current problems and backwardness is that we remain stuck in the past. We remember fondly the ancient glories of the vanished Islamic civilization, and refuse to face the modern issues and the changing times. To these people, my message seems like exactly the wrong approach, dangerous lunacy. People who listen to me will turn away from the solution, and get even more deeply stuck in the past. They will search for solutions in places where it cannot be found, instead of waking up and making progress towards the desperately needed acquisition of Western knowledge and capabilities that appears to be the only solution to our current problems. They think that while obviously there are some defects in Western knowledge and some conflicts with Islamic teachings, we should not call for wholesale rejection of it, as I have been doing, see questioning all of economic theory? Or the search for knowledge in this post, I try to explain the reasons for my unusual and apparently illogical stand. 1. It is obvious to all, and agreed upon, that the Ummah is in bad condition, spiritual, economic, political. This observed reality is the source of a deep-seated inferiority complex generally found in the Ummah. It appears obvious to all that we are behind the West in all relevant dimensions. 2. There are sharp disagreements about the causes and hence the remedy for this problem. See Rebuilding Islamic Societies, translation in Urdu, Islami Muashir Ki Tamir E Now for an analysis of some options. 3. The vast majority of Muslims feel that we are sufficiently well informed about Islam so that additional investment of time into studying teachings of Islam will not lead to a radical change. Rather, the reason for our backwardness is our failure to understand and adopt the Western knowledge which was produced in the last 3 to 4 centuries. See Overcoming Shock and Awe of Western Knowledge 4. The evidence that this is the generally agreed upon diagnosis is to look at the amount of time collectively that the Ummah is spending in investing on the two types of knowledge. The vast majority of Muslim children study in Western schools and acquire a Western educations. This is helpful in getting jobs, money, recognition, status. See Crisis in Islamic Economics 5. I believe that this is a dangerous illusion. Today, as always, the perfect path to guidance is delineated in the Quran. Our collective neglect of the message of Quran is due to our being overly and unduly impressed by the Western knowledge of the past few centuries. Like the Mu'tazila, were overly impressed with the complexity and sophistication of Greek philosophy and sought to make it part of the religion of Islam, saying that Aql was on par with Wahai, so today Muslims are overly impressed with Western knowledge and consider it be on par with Wahai. See the modern Mu'tazila 6. Evidence that when Western science and Quran conflict, Muslims reinterpret the Quran to match Western science is plentiful. I have cited several instances in many of my papers. As one simple example, consider the theory of utility maximization, according to which the purpose of our lives is to maximize the pleasure we obtain from the consumptions of goods and services throughout our lifetime. This is the sole standard of rational behavior. While this is obviously in conflict with Islamic teachings, many Muslim economists are on the record as defending this and supporting it with ayat and a hadith like Quran 3:14. See the Quran, Perfect and Complete 7. In accordance with my diagnosis of the disease is being overly impressed with Western knowledge, I offer the antidote that Western knowledge is completely useless when it comes to the central goal of our life, how to please Allah Ta'ala and how to succeed on the Day of Judgment. For this purpose the Quran is complete and sufficient guidance. Once the awe and reverence of Western knowledge as being equivalent or superior to Wahai is rejected, the disease is cured and the heart is purified, then the question can be taken up once again in the light of perspective provided by a correct understanding of the Quran and Sunnah as the basis and foundation for all knowledge. See Appreciating God's Greatest Gift to Mankind. I believe that Islamic knowledge encompasses many paradoxes and that the binary thinking I learned in West, something is either true or false, is just one of many poisons I ingested which I had to jettison to begin to understand the truth, see Recovering from a Western Education. Similarly, my rejection of the totality of Western knowledge is also contextual, relative to the context which I have explained above. Because we are currently in shock and awe of the West, and accept everything that they say without the ability to critically evaluate it, it is best to reject it all and start all over again, on the solid foundations furnished by the Quran and Sunnah. This is the best that I can do in terms of expressing my own imperfect, incomplete and continuously evolving understanding of a dynamic situation. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.